Everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South. We got a great program for you. We're simulcasting tonight also on World Wide Web. And if you need to tune in to us up there, well, you can do so. And by the way, just call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on air tonight. We're going to go into Part 5 of The Wiggle Worm from the Dark Hole. And we're talking about the claims that are put forward by predicting the end of the world in 2012 with the alignment of the black hole collision with a rogue planet and possible polar shifts. And most people have rejected that as pseudoscience. We're going to reject it for one reason, with reservations. It's not the end of the world. It is the beginning of the introduction, I believe, to the mainstream inhabitants of the world. The things that are been building for the advent of return of the serpents, the Star Brothers. We call them reptilians, because they have a serpent nature about them, having fallen into the area of flesh. They love this present world. And the Bible of Jude speaks very, very, very powerful in its application to what these demons are really all about. Now, we're going to go into the book of Jude, and I just like to read you just a little bit of, remember now, we read you last night in the book of Luke chapter 21. We talked about the stars of the heaven falling. We talked about signs in the sun and the moon, and now we're going to talk about these beings that I'm predicting the introduction to the earth of these beings that haven't been involved with man's activities for 9 to 4,000 years. And listen to this. I want you to know that those who, having been saved out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Now, it's real important for you to believe, and it's important for you to know that the prince, now the noble, the prince, the royal reptilian, if I could use that term, is due, overdue, knowing that he has but a short time to return to planet Earth, where he will make his last noble stand against the oncoming King of Kings who will destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Now, the brightness of his coming symbolizes the spiritual manifestation that the sons of the Mighty One, the Elohim, will need, and that's you and me and those who are called and chosen and are faithful to continue on. Notice verse 6 of the book of Jude, and it corresponds with the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis. The angels which kept not their first estate. Now, 6 is a number of man, and angels desired to lower themselves to mingle with man, or the offspring, the daughters. And these are male factos here that brought children into the earth. Now, remember, we got through with the series of how Satan brought him a seed, the tares. Now, it's not tear. Satan is not alone responsible for seed in the earth. The angelic beings also mated with the daughters of men. They fell because they saw the type of person that Satan got through Eve, Cain. He built great cities. He was an architect. He was a politician, and the earth was cursed, and he lost the ability to raise his own food, and so he became a parasite. And this parasite is hooked in to those who are capable. That's the sons of Seth, the offspring who were blessed agriculturally, to grow crops and to animals and to tend to the herds. And so the parasite, they locked themselves onto the main body of Yahweh's offspring, and they warred hidden as a snake, taking advantage of the foolishness of the sheep, the dumbness, if you will, because that's exactly what we are. We never recognize danger till, and when we do, we just all huddle up to make it more acceptable for the devil to eat us alive. And the Bible said, beware of those in sheep clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves. And we've got them in our churches. The church has been instrumental in helping with the deception, the great deception of the house of Yahweh, the sheep, until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled, as it's recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 11. Now, the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Now, where did they leave? They were somewhere residing with all of the host of heaven. And their assignment was to assist man in his development to rule this earth. Satan was second in command, and he was given charge over the earth. He was to oversee the handiwork. And so he went to and fro, according to the book of Job. He went to and fro, the 3rd chapter, by the way. He went to and fro in the earth, and he assisted the mighty ones, the Elohim, because it said, let us make man. It was Yahweh and his angels who created this environment, started this experiment, Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, where they created some beings. Now, this is long before Adam. Adam is not a created being. I'm going to prove that to you. He is a formed being that helped and assisted in the creation because he's a creator. Adam is a creator. He is an offspring of the creator, meaning he is a divine holy one. So he has no beginning and no end. So the formed man, this is the 8th day man, has no relationship to the created beings, which are temporal. A created being has a beginning and can have an end, and possibly will. If he has a beginning, he has to have an end. Now, that is under the discretion of those who created him. So Adam is not a created being. Adam is formed out of the dust and an eternal being that came down here in spirit form and was put in a flesh, a body of flesh. The Bible said coats of skin were made for him. And they were to subdue and conquer the earth and rule until the appointed time of perfection. Now, out of heaven, with the advent of the fall, that means that everything in heaven had to be proven or reproven, if you will, to see its loyalty, because he said, choose this day who you'll serve. And so then there began to be a transition from earth, or from heaven to earth, and from earth to heaven. No man has ascended into heaven. I want you to listen to this now, right now. It's a great revelation. No man has ascended into heaven except he that came down from heaven. That means that you had to be in heaven, wherever heaven is. We're going to talk about it tonight. And we're going to show you that those who violate the laws of physics and made themselves sinners, and those who violated the spiritual laws and made themselves sinners, and those who violated the physical laws of the physics, they made themselves sinners, and sin can't enter back in. Now, there had to be an atonement. Abel had the exact recipe for the atonement. Now, Abel had a revelation. Cain didn't have one. He had to make his way with things that he did with his hands. Abel was a spirit being because he was an offspring of a spirit being. And the revelation that he had was a covering of blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood, save me. It came down from above. We're not born again. We're born from above by the royal blood. Satan has a serpentine reptilian blood. We're going to show you the difference between the two. And why that 20 and 12 is maybe perhaps one of the most significant, it's just a milestone or a mile marker, if you will, on the celestial elliptic planes of the star systems of the heaven that declared the end from the very beginning. And so don't worry about the end of time in 20 and 12. You're going to think it is, because it's going to be the beginning of the days of sorrow for the house of Jacob, but it's going to be a time of Satan's descent. Now, this is a system at 20 and 12 is just an astrological event to open up the gates of the heavens. Now, why? Well, let's go again to verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto judgment of the great day. Now, what does he mean by the judgment of the great day? Everybody thinks that means the last day judgment. That's not it. If you fast forward into the future, not the climactic end when everything is finished, it is only finished when Yahweh comes with his angels and puts down the rule of the devil. Now, here it says, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness. Now, I told you at the point of crossing, which is the black hole in the center of the Milky Way in the constellation of Sagittarius. This is an enormous black hole. From there, Michael the archangel and his warriors of Revelations chapter 12, verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels and prevailed over Satan and his angels. These angels, these rogue, disobeying angels that left their first estate and failed through the transgressions, they wanted to mingle their genetics, angelic genetics, these celestial beings. They violated Yahweh's rule by mixing with man. They couldn't resist the lure and the temptation. Can angels be tempted? And the answer is yes. They left their habitation to do so. They had the run of the universe. They could come and go in their starships. And if you, well, you say, I don't believe in starship, Patrick, buddy. I just believe in God. God's a spirit. Okay, let's say that God is a spirit, John 4:24. But that spirit came down and embodied in flesh himself. He had to do just exactly what Satan done. Satan embodied himself in his offspring through Cain. Yahweh embodied himself through his offspring by Mary. Now, the examples that I taught, the 10 hours of how in between the book of Genesis chapter 3 and Revelations 22 verse 4, or 21 verse 4, is the example of the 12 foundations and the 12 constellations of the heavens that declares the work of his hand. And in the constellation of Sagittarius is the serpent handler. That's Yahweh. And then the great dragon, this encroaching, dark, foreboding beast. He's in the heavens, and he's working his magic and his charm, and as it is programmed for him to appear once again in the great battle of the cosmic heavens, the astrological signs declaring that the time of the serpent is to appear somewhere around 20 and 12. The Mayans recognized it. Many of the seers of the past recognized it. And here we are. Now, give or take a few hundred years. Satan knows he has but a short time. I don't know how long his reign is going to be here on earth. It could be 3 or 4 days or 3 or 4,000 years. Or it could be 500 or 600 years. Or it could be a combination of 100 years. I don't know. But I do know that he will have enough time to do exactly what is programmed into the cosmic clock, and the cosmic calendar quits ticking. Why? I'm going to explain to you why that the Mayans left off. This was just a mile marker, if you will, on the cosmic planes. During 20 and 12, we're going to have the advent of the precession of the equinox, the 26,000-year cycle, is going to end. Now, for the first time, we have the Earth and its cycles, the poles, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit just in a moment about the sunspot activity that is due. And it's amazing that prior to right here in the year 209, we're coming in very soon here. We're going to come into the year 210 as on the timeline of the Catholic calendar, if that be right. And we doubt if it is, but give or take a few years, doesn't matter anyway. But, however, when Satan is loosed, the Bible talks about the angel that came down from heaven after that the war of Revelations 12, verse 7, after that war, Satan was bound in a place, notice here, in everlasting chains under darkness, the dark hole. Now, hidden in that dark hole is the worm that I've been talking about, that is going to be like the caterpillar. He's going to bulldoze his way out of this hole when the time appointed comes and the celestial clock, the astrological clock, and the calendars are indicating about this time there will be a change both in physical, mental, and spiritual. Remember, I just preached on the PMS series and gave you 3 hours, and I told you then that I was going to teach on 20 and 12 and attach these in a series that you could understand if you want to go to our website, www.oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. If you'll listen to the series, our webmaster, Brother Bob, he's got every program that we've done this year except tonight. And this one will be up, providing that we can get a recording. It'll be up sometime within the next week. So you'll be right up to date with the scenario that Pastor Buddy has been enlightened many years ago to teach on these things. I was told many years ago to look into and study genetics, birthright, and the coming cosmic clock of the age of Aquarius. And I have been a true disciple to the Word. I have fasted. I have paid my dues. I've done my time. And I've committed a crime of telling the truth. Did you know that truth is so far out of skelter today that a lie that has been often repeated is accepted as truth, that when truth comes, it's scorned and rejected and cast to the ground, and the people that do so prosper? It's a hard saying. It's a narrow door, and the door under chains of darkness unto judgment of the great day. Now, what is that great day? Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Now, that's in chapter 11 of the book of Revelations. Woe to the inhabitants. Now, after Satan was cast out, we know that the appointed destiny and the final climactic end of his road ends right here where he committed the crime. Now, that means that the judge is coming back to convene a court. And in that courtroom, the earth, where Satan committed the crime, the evidence will be presented against him. And by presenting this evidence against him, the ruler, the divine judge of the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 12, you'll see the judgment commence after Satan comes, after Satan sets up a kingdom, after Satan works his magic and his charm. He's a beautiful angel. He's gonna bring so many revelations to this earth, it's not going to even be funny. The kings of the earth are going to eat out of his hand. The people on earth are going to be swayed. They're going to follow him. They're going to bow and worship him, even as God himself. He's going to sit in a temple that is designed and built by man, that he himself will sit in this temple. And it's a literal, a physical affair that Satan embodied in a flesh being. He has to come down there like the other angels that came in Genesis chapter 6. And all of the evidence, ladies and gentlemen, I've preached on these things in the past and proven that these angels have the power by some kind of law that we don't understand, that they can come from a spiritual dimension or a parallel universe and step through the door by some means, and in this case by Satan being loosed. And right in the center of the Milky Way, the encroaching light that I spoke about last night, which is the dark light representing Satan and the dark hole where he resides. Remember, right here in verse 6 shows you that it's a dark hole. In Revelation chapter 20, it tells you that the angel bound him there. That's Michael and his angels. They actually put Satan in a place and set a seal upon him that he couldn't deceive the nations anymore until that time was appointed. And in the cosmic clock, in the evolutionary chambers of the heavens, where it's the pictorial of the stars themselves, cry out and tell you the great and the majestic mystery that only Yahweh and his angels were privy to. Satan had a limited vision of the future. He still has. He's given man, the seers, the mediums, and I spoke to you about the medium at the Witch of Endor that had the power to go into this parallel universe where the dead go to, and the dead are not dead. That's a bad choice of words. But after the physical death of the physical flesh, the spirit goes back into somewhere. And in this case, Samuel, the great prophet, and he was a mighty one, ladies and gentlemen, and Saul raised him through the witch or the medium, contacted wherever he was, wherever they go to. Christ knew about this place. He called it paradise. He went and preached to the souls that was disobedient, even in the days of Noah. So, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's some things that the Christian church hasn't been taught and told about and will not accept because this is meat. And they love their ears tickled. They love to, right now, it's Santa Claus. Their mind is on eating and drinking and being merry, festivals in these holiday seasons. They're not preparing for what could possibly happen in 2012. Earth changes. Now, if it don't happen in 2012, get ready, it's going to happen. Remember, the Bible says in Luke 21, it also says in Matthew 24, there shall be signs in the heavens, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Now, I'm reading it right here in Jude chapter 1, that these powers, remember, the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual powers that are in the heavens. Well, these are the evil beings that are now being loosed. I want to warn you, woe, woe, woe. Three times in the Bible, it is said that the angels gave us a warning. Woe, woe, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. For his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And when the dragon stood before the woman, now listen to this now, ladies and gentlemen. We know who that dragon was. That was Satan trying to stop the birth of the Messiah. He knew that if this God-man, Christ, the Mighty One, the Messiah, if he made it into the earth, that there was a possibility that he could no longer control earth. We give thee thanks, O Yahweh Almighty, which art and was and art to come, which was and which art to come. He's to come. But is he coming before to rapture the church out before Satan comes? I don't think so. He didn't rapture out the saints in Sodom and Gomorrah. He raptured out the evil. He didn't rapture out the saints in the days of Noah. He raptured out the evil. The same is going to happen in the days of the coming of the Messiah. Satan is going to come first. And he's going to wreak havoc. It's going to be a rapture of the saints. But they're going to go by the way of the grave, by the way of the jails, by the way of the concentration camps. It's already being prepared for you. Satan is instructing the kings of the earth and the New World Order how to manage, control the people through deception. Now, let me give you a statement that is synonymous with the evil New World Order. It's a communist Edomite slogan, and let me pull it out of the archives of my mind and give it to you. Out of chaos comes order. Now, what does that mean? Well, here it is. Jude, and angels which kept not their estate, he hath reserved in the everlasting chains under darkness unto the day of judgment. Now, are we to enter in to a new cosmic age of Aquarius, meaning that we leave the fish age, the Piscean fish age, that is gone for 2,160 years, or the precession of the equinox, and then we enter into another sign, and we are nearing, ladies and gentlemen, the age of the outpouring. Or maybe we're entering the age that Satan breaks out of his prison. Not that he breaks out, but the warden, Michael, comes down and cuts the chain. I saw a mighty angel. Now, this is symbolic, metaphoric, an allegory of the book of Revelation, but it's a true happening, and it's hooked to the ages and the signs that are written in the heavens, and you would do yourself a great favor if you come out of the churches and quit listening to Hail Silver and Ho, 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 and got you a book and read about the constellations in the heavens and the signs and the wonders out of the book of Enoch, out of the Apocrypha, which is the unveiling, and listen to preachers like Pastor Buddy and sign on and get you some spiritual meat knowledge that would pass understanding to you to save you. You'll have to go against your church. You'll have to go against your preacher. You'll have to go against your wife or your husband, your brother, mother, father, sister, all these traditional things. As the people are gathering now, soon to be 20 and 10, they're gathering now to worship the advent of the sun, the S-U-N, as it rises from its deepest recessions of the winter solstice to start its ascent. And as it goes in a procession opposite of time as it travels in opposite directions, ladies and gentlemen. And we are moving towards the ecliptic plane of the crossing and planet X. I want to inject something here and give you something to think about. We have now the phenomenon of chemical, biological, or whatever it is. It's a chemical spray. It's like when they spray for mosquitoes. You see a big mist and it drifts and stays for a while. Periodically, in certain places in the earth. Now, this is happening. This phenomenon now is happening all over the planet. Are they trying to veil? Are they trying to hang a curtain or a mantle in the heavens that you may not see something that you don't want to see? Is it because that if you saw an approaching planet or an approaching system that hadn't been seen before in our time, would there be mass panic? Because right then, the scientists and the astrophysicists, they could tell you that anything that passes within the Earth, like a comet, just a comet, that's a small ball of ice and dirt. Like Halley's Comet I mentioned the other night. It's almost an evil omen. Something significant attached to it. Well, what if you saw the planet of Lucifer emerging from the black hole through the veil of the chemtrails? Is it possible that they could be spraying the areas in strategic areas, knowing that at certain times in certain parts of the earth, that that could be seen unless that they could lay down a spray in the heavens to block out something that the governments of the earth do not want you to see right now. Remember the Bible said it would come upon you unaware? Is somebody aware of what's coming? Is your government, like I read last night, they've been covering up the truth of we're not alone for over 70 years. Periodically throughout all history, in drawings and cave drawings and everything, we have seen the starships that set in the heavens by what we determined to be primitive man, like on the walls of caves. You can see these depictions upon the cave walls of these starships or angelic beings in the heavens. Are we alone? No, we're not. Are we soon going to be visited? Yes, we are. At when? When these angels, when the everlasting chain, and I'm going to read it to you before we get through with our series here on 20 and 12, which is an addendum to the 12 hours that I've already done. If you attach these hours that we're doing now to the 12 that we've already done and put them in sequential events, you might get a picture of really what's going to happen, as opposed to the main line of our world's going to end, just like the Y2K scare. And now we've got 20 and 12 approaching, and everybody's panicking and predicting the end of time. It's not going to happen. It just is not going to happen. And when that passes, everybody's going to be disappointed. And yet, during these times, at the appointed time, the heavens will roll back like a scroll. And you're going to see for yourself great, fearful signs in the heavens. Men will pray to die. Their hearts will literally beat in an irregular heartbeat and thump out of their chest. Children will flee in panic. Cities will be abandoned as they run for the rocks and the mountains. You talk about the dorms of the Cold War of the 50s that I grew up in. You talk about the time of the atomic bomb that was dropped when I was a young boy in the 40s. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a fearful time. Church groups would gather and they would pray. The altars, when they had an altar prayer, I can remember it as a small boy. I could see women and children and men, grown men, weeping at the altars, praying for God to bring peace to the earth. But the Bible said there's no peace to the wicked. Just as soon as that war ended, we went right back to eating, drinking, and being merry, and we forgot him. If a nation forgets him, then he'll bring all of these calamities upon you. Remember he said that he'd bring in the stranger, then they would eat your food, and you would be barring from them. They would be marrying your daughters and your sons. And you would be the tail and no longer the head. Well, that's already happened, ladies and gentlemen. And Satan is coming. Listen to this. In verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, that's eternal fire. Likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yeah, they're going to wear the saints plumb out. Preachers like me will be probably impounded in stockades or killed. The best way to get rid of the truth is kill the messenger. And therefore, they think that they kill the message. But when you kill one, 10,000 will stand up to take his place. And Yahweh will bring, as he did in verse 9, and yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring an accusation against the devil. Michael dared not. That just shows you how powerful these powers that we are wrestling against, and now they're exposing themselves in the heavens as declaring the work of his hands. That the serpent that's wiggling through the Milky Way is the great planet that Satan and his angels were banished to, and now it is soon to appear in the heavens. You mark my word. That Satan and his angels and this wayward rogue planet, and as I say again, why would it be that they're, and some people say, well, they're trying to avert global warming. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the reason. They know how to avert global warming if they could, but they can't because the Bible prophesied that the sun, S-U-N, would get so out of skelter in the last days that it would scorch men with heat and they would blaspheme and curse and defy. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in those ages when you see these things come to pass, the heavens and the powers that will be shaken, and the greatest reason that I think that they're spraying the chemtrails above your head periodically, they don't do it all the time. There's just certain times that they'll appear over your sky, and then they go away. And then they'll come back. It's like clockwork. And that goes on everywhere in the earth at the southern hemisphere where this rogue planet would appear somewhere in the southern hemisphere and in the skies. That's where 90% of the spraying, it just gives out it blankets. It blocks out the sun. It blocks out the vision of the upper atmosphere. Is there something going on here, ladies? And it could be. I don't know. But I do know that Satan and his angels are going to be loosed, and that soon. And there's going to be a great shaking in the land. Now, I wanted to play you tonight a few more of the recordings that I've got saved for you, but I'll do that perhaps maybe Friday night. Because I'm in a preaching mood, and I just can't get set to do that. So, I want to show you that science is confirming what I'm preaching here to you tonight. That the sun in 2012 will be affected with its magnetic poles. Once again, on 20 and 12, the magnetic poles of the sun will shift, and there shall be a giant eruption of sunspot activity once again. Could it be that there is an influence? The Bible talked about the earthquakes and floods and famines and things of this nature, which is now beginning to be persistent upon the earth. Is there something that is affecting the gravitational pull shaking the earth? As it's recorded on my Gestalt scripture of Isaiah 13 and 13. You check it out. You prepare. You get ready. Are you in a safe zone? I'm going to play you something tomorrow, no, or maybe Friday night, like I said. It's a prediction of a man that I've read his books 30 or 40 years ago. And I was really impressed about this man and what he said and what he had to say about the coming earth changes that we're in right now. They're beginning to happen. Everything that he's prophesied so far has come to pass. Are they seers that are predicting? Can the evil, the children of darkness, Are they more wiser than the children of light? Can Yahweh use these people to warn the very people that will not take the warning, but they will profit off of these events? We've now got global warming people. The government is reaping great treasures out of these things that they are predicting, the dire predictions. But the Bible says that man will be eating and drinking and being merry right up until Yahweh comes. Well, what do you think, if Yahweh's going to come here, we're going to be eating, drinking, and being merry, what if that there is a time of trouble when Satan comes and he brings in the remedies and puts down these troubled times and gives us good times that'll be rolling, they'll be rocking and rolling as they was in the days of Noah, as they was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, but as likewise, yet Michael the archangel, he disputed, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what that they know naturally as brute beasts in those things which corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. See, it's an identification that Cain's daddy is coming back to the earth. I'm going to repeat that for you. A parasite and a parasitical people that are living off of the live body of Christ. They love money. They lie. They cheat. And they steal. Now, I'm going to leave that up to you to figure out who it is. I think you're wise enough. If you're one of Pastor Buddy's students and you've studied with Pastor Buddy long enough, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. They are in the height of they're at the zenith of their world power. The whole world is trembling, waiting for a financial meltdown. And ladies and gentlemen, so be it that Satan brings a time of trouble. In these troubled times of predicted 20 and 12, where earth changes, where the earth will shake, where the gravitational pull of this planet that's going to appear, it's going to cause magnetic storms and disruptions, not only to the earth, but to other planets affected in our solar system, with a great shaking. The heavens and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Are you ready? Are you able? Are you willing to pass this time in fear? Yahweh bless you is my prayer. Yahweh keep you is my prayer. And for that, I say, Yahweh the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, bless those who know the truth. Support those that are preaching you the truth. Flee from the very appearance of evil, which seems good. Get out of the scene right way. Don't participate in these pagan holidays coming up. You've only got a few more years to know who you serve. You would be wiser to, instead of spending all this money on little plastic crap, to buy you some food, to dig you a hole, or come to the mountains and get ready for the greatest shaking that the earth has ever seen. Again, in the book of Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13, the scriptures that we're going to talk to you about is the scriptures that Yahweh has said that it would be a time of Jacob's trouble and a time of the wearing out of the saints as recorded by the book of Daniel. Are you one of those that are going to be eating and drinking and being merry? Are you one of those that are going to be suffering, that are hunted down like a common criminal for your stand for the name of Yahweh? They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, and they will be afraid of you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've got one thing to say before I get off here, because my time is coming gone. And that is this: watch and pray that you enter not into a temptation. Watch and pray that your flight be not in the wintertime. Watch and pray that no man takes your crown. Watch and pray, for the devil will come as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Are you one of those susceptible? Are you one of those that's agreeable with his plan? Are you going to be eating and drinking with him and being merry? Or are you going to search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life, that you don't have none? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assure you one thing. Yahweh's on the throne, and he's coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. He's coming back for those who have served him, for those who know the truth, for those that have passed from death unto life. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Dr. Gary, my longtime sponsor, 1-877-289-7439. Talk to him. Call him up. And you'll be blessed for it. I thank Yahweh tonight for those who sponsor me, those who send me tithes and offerings every month to hold up my hands, that I can preach this message to you as long as Yahweh willing to give you some truth. I know my message is some strange to those who are in the conventional church bell box, the churches of the ages, who are in a seem right way. You better prepare to meet the Creator. You better get on your knees and pray, and you better flee to the mountains. You better have you some food. You better hang on, and all these plagues and all of these things. You see, your stores can be wiped out. In a matter of 3 days, the shelves will be empty. The trucks will quit running. There will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Are you ready? Then after 2012, they're going to start rocking and rolling, eating and drinking, and being merry. And then they'll look up into the heavens. Satan and the kings of the earth are in a league to conspire. To take over the whole world. And Satan will sit here with his angels. We're going to have a marvelous millennial of time with Satan. Always going to bring in a lot of the things that you're going to wonder and amazed at. But ladies and gentlemen, there's another set of those who dwell in the heaven. That's Michael and his angels. It's the final battle at Armageddon long after 2012. You get ready, praise Yahweh, and Yahweh will prepare you for the things that are coming. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss Friday night when I get into part 6 of this exciting series on the worm that's wiggling his way out of the dark hole to bring himself into view with his planet. You're always going to expose him. He's going to roll back the heavens like a curtain. And you're going to see Satan perform on the world stage as he's capable of. We're going to return to the days when him and his angels were on the planet working magic and miracles, and all the world will wander after him except those whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me tonight. I'm live here on a Wednesday evening. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, our website is oneyahweh.com. We have all of our contact information there. We have messages for the whole year that you wouldn't want to miss if you get to playing them. We have live streaming on the website that you can just turn on your live stream and listen to message after message after message. You can actually download any particular message that you want to, save it to file, and then play it on your player. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Friday night around the world at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time with Part 6 of... Well, I got to get out of here. The boys want to go to the mountain. I'm going to go with them tonight. I send you my love. Yahweh's name.
Oh,